Hey beautiful souls. Welcome back to Dopamine Damage Control, your daily dose of real talk about navigating the digital world and reclaiming your focus. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, we're diving headfirst into something super important today. Getting started with dopamine damage control. Ever feel like your brain is on a constant rollercoaster ride? You scroll through social media, get that little dopamine hit, then crave more. It's a vicious cycle, right? We've been bombarded with distractions, notifications, and endless streams of information, all designed to keep us hooked. But guess what? You can break free. Let's get real. Our brains are wired for pleasure. Dopamine is the feel-good chemical that makes us crave things like delicious food, a good workout, or even connecting with loved ones. It's awesome. But when we constantly chase those dopamine hits through excessive screen time, mindless scrolling, or addictive apps, we create a situation where our brains become less sensitive to these natural rewards. We need more and more stimulation just to feel okay. That's what we call dopamine damage. So, how do we start reclaiming control? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Awareness is your superpower. The first step to fixing anything is acknowledging the problem, right? Stop paying attention to how you feel when you're using your phone or computer. Do you feel energized or drained? Are you focused on what you're doing or constantly checking for notifications? Once you understand your patterns, you can start making changes. 2. Set boundaries, baby. Think of boundaries like fences around your precious time and energy. Decide how much screen time is healthy for you and stick to it. Use apps that limit your access to distracting websites or social media platforms during certain hours. You're in charge here, not the notification pings. 3. Embrace boredom, my friend. I know, boredom sounds like a four-letter word. But trust me on this one. When you're bored, your brain has to work harder to find creative solutions and explore new ideas. Instead of reaching for your phone, try going for a walk, reading a book, or simply sitting in silence and observing your thoughts. You might be surprised by what comes up. 4. Fuel your focus. Just like your car needs good gas, your brain needs the right fuel to function at its best. Eat nourishing foods, get enough sleep, and exercise regularly. When you take care of your physical health, your mental clarity will improve dramatically. Think of it as an investment in your future self. 5. Celebrate your wins. You're on a journey here, not a race. Be kind to yourself. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small. Every time you resist the urge to scroll or put down your phone, give yourself a mental high five. You know that feeling when you've just finished a really satisfying task? Maybe it's finishing a challenging project at work, writing a beautiful poem, or finally cleaning out that cluttered drawer that's been haunting you for months. That sense of accomplishment? Pure dopamine bliss. But here's the catch. We can often get caught up in seeking that instant gratification through digital distractions, forgetting about the real joy of tackling meaningful tasks and experiencing life to the fullest. Imagine this. You're spending a beautiful Saturday afternoon outdoors, soaking up the sunshine and enjoying a leisurely hike with your furry friend. Instead of constantly checking your phone, you notice the vibrant colors of wildflowers blooming along the trail, the gentle rustling of leaves in the breeze, and the sweet melody of birds chirping. You're present, engaged, and truly experiencing the moment. That's the power of dopamine damage control. So, let's recap. Awareness is key, set those boundaries, embrace boredom, fuel your focus, and celebrate your wins. Remember, you're in control of your digital destiny. By taking small steps each day, you can reclaim your time, energy, and focus, leading a more fulfilling and meaningful life. I know this isn't always easy, but trust me, it's worth it. Take action today. Start by setting just one boundary for yourself. Maybe limit your social media time by an hour or turn off notifications during work hours. Share your experience in the comments below and let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.